But for the historian who hopes not just to explain what people do, but in some measure why and how they do it, prehistory, the time before people began to write and tell stories about their kings, their heroes, and themselves, remains opaque. Whatever the archaeologist concludes about that group called Neolithic man, I know nothing about the days and nights of a Neolithic potter constructing his ring-rimmed pots in a village in the south of France. The tracks of the hunters and gatherers, pots, stone flakes, bones of people and animals, paintings on cliffs and cave walls, reveal a pattern of life, but no story emerges. There are no kings and wives in prehistory. Stripped of personality, prehistoric peoples too often appear as blocks of shifting color on a map, moving north, moving west, generating a field of cultivated grain or corralling a herd of newly domesticated animals. The story of these nameless people must be told in the impersonal voice that mars too many histories. Civilization arose in the Fertile Crescent, where wheat was planted for the first time on the banks of the Euphrates. The development of writing soon followed, and cities were established. Any time the historian is forced to resort to hugely general statements about human behavior, she has left her native land and is speaking a foreign language, usually with a total lack of fluency and grace. This kind of impersonal